Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, June 15th. Elon Musk is set to meet with the president of France, Macron, for the second time in a month amid rumors that Tesla is potentially building a factory there. Less than a month ago, Musk flew to Paris to meet with President Emmanuel Macron, and following the meeting, Tesla CEO said that the automaker is looking at a potential significant investment. And now, Musk is meeting again tomorrow. Tesla plans to build 20 million vehicles per year by the end of the decade, and the Mexico factory, currently under construction, was the last one announced. Considering Tesla's currently built or announced factories are expected to be limited to about 6 million vehicles per year, we know that the automaker has to get a head start if they want to get up to their goal. France makes a lot of sense in that regard. Tesla has raised the price of its home charging station, the Tesla Wall Connector, just as it's about to become more popular. The automaker's home charging station, called the Wall Connector, was already one of the best stations for a price of $500 and up to 11.5 kilowatts or 48 amp output. But Tesla quickly made it cheaper, with prices at $350 back in December. Earlier this year, they increased the price to $425, and now today to the tune of $475. The specs appear to be unchanged for the North American Charging Standard version that we're talking about here, but they did not change the price of their J1772 connector, which they sell for $550. I don't know who would buy that. Tesla has started to offer 3 months of free supercharging on new inventory Model 3 vehicles delivered by June 30th in the U.S. and Canada. The move appears to be an extra incentive to sell inventory of Model 3s before the expected refresh. Over the last month, Tesla has started to offer discounts on new inventory Model 3s, creating a difference between the price of a new custom order and new inventory order, which wasn't the case in the past. This also could be an end-of-quarter incentive, a practice Tesla has known to do, which makes sense for delivery by June 30th. Tesla has confirmed that it will soon launch virtual power plants using Powerwalls in Texas and Puerto Rico. Virtual power plants are becoming one of Tesla's most underappreciated products, in Electrek's take. Tesla is using the existing and growing fleet of Powerwalls to aggregate the power capacity and offer electric grid services to utilities and compensate homeowners for using the battery pack. And now, Drew Baglino has confirmed that the company has already had over 350 megawatts of Powerwalls installed in Puerto Rico, which means that it can quickly make a sizable impact. Tesla has been focusing deployment in Puerto Rico after the island's electric grid was badly affected by a hurricane back in 2017. Sources tell Electrek that Rivian has been in talks to acquire the world's most popular EV route planning service, which is ABRP, or a better route planner. Rivian currently works with Mapbox for mapping engine, and that wouldn't really be supplanted, but instead integrated, according to Rivian. We're also told that Rivian has no plans to shut down either the front-end service for other EV owners who still want to use the service for their non-Rivian EVs. In fact, with Rivian's help and resources, the service is likely to get much better. Rivian will have direct access to vehicle data that will benefit folks in other manufacturers' cars. It also has direct access to its own charging stations, which will provide valuable data. Mercedes-Benz shared details of its expansion of AI functions to bolster its MBUX user experience, particularly their Hey Mercedes voice assistant technology, which now is integration with ChatGPT. Beginning tomorrow, over 900,000 Mercedes vehicles with the MBUX infotainment in the U.S. will be able to opt into the beta program and help test it out for the next 3 months. All you have to do is get in your car, start it up, and say, "Hey Mercedes, I want to join the beta program." At the moment, the program isn't really terribly impressive after we tested it out at Electrek, but over time it's expected to be a real boost to the voice command system, which for a lot of people in their cars, it comes out to a parlor trick. VinFast is introducing a new program starting on Thursday that includes compensation if buyers encounter issues with their cars. Now, despite quick work in bringing their EVs to the U.S., VinFast has struggled to expand the brand in the region so far. Initial reviews of the VinFast first electric SUV to arrive in the U.S. were less than stellar, in particular the software. The electric SUV had blatant bugs in the system, which actually led to an alert from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration concerning their main display. But anyways, VinFast is putting their money where their software is. The Special After-Sales Policy Program is a limited-time offer in which VinFast customers may be eligible for cash or service vouchers for their vehicles. VinFast has a tiered system in which the severity and length of the problem can pay out with either $100, $300, or $100 per day the car is being serviced. Goes into effect today and runs for a limited time. In today's community comment found on YouTube, John McDowell says, "A wrap is cool. Would be great to just change the wrap every few years just to give your Cybertruck a new look. How about a pink wrap for your wife's or girlfriend's Cybertruck?" Well, personally, I don't plan on getting a Cybertruck, but if I did, I would totally wrap it. As to the color, that would be tough. Perhaps like navy blue or something rather plain in appearance, with the vain attempt at subduing the striking nature of the vehicle. But let me know in the comment section, if you had a Cybertruck, would you wrap it? And also, what color would you do and why? I'm curious to hear what you guys say. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.